Rosh Hashanah chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Shofar shenisdak v'dibko, a shofar that cracked along its length, and one glued the cracked parts back together. Pasul, it is an invalid shofar. Dibek shivrei shofaros, if the shofar broke along its width, and it doesn't have enough length in it remaining to fulfill a minimum requirement needed for the length of a shofar, which is discussed elsewhere, and he glued together the two pieces of the shofar where it was cracked along the width, puzzle, it is invalid, it's not a kosher shofar. Nikav ustamo, if there was a hole found in the shofar, and he filled the hole with the same material as the horn, a piece of horn, maybe from another horn or whatever it may be, but it has to be, if it's a foreign material, it's definitely not kosher. If you fill it with a foreign material, if you fill it with the same material, imim akeves hatkiya pasul, if when the person would blow the shofar while the hole is still there, it does not, it affects the blowing, then it is invalid even after you fill it. V'imla, but if the fact that there's a hole in the shofar, it doesn't affect the blowing of the shofar, so then if you fill it with a piece of horn, then it is kosher. Mishnah 7. Hatokel esoch habar, someone who blows a shofar within a pit, which is essentially a hole that was dug into the ground. Olatoch hadus, or within a dus. A dus is the same thing, it's also a pit, but it's a pit that's surrounded with either bricks or wood or something that the walls are lined with. Olatoch hapitam, or if you blew it into an earthenware barrel. And the reason why these scenarios were relevant is because there were times when where foreign powers were controlling Israel and they forbid the Jews from observing mitzvos, and therefore they would do that, they would observe these mitzvos in hidden places. So im kol shofar shamar, if the person heard the sound of the shofar, yatsa, he fulfilled his obligation of the mitzvah of listening to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. V'im kol havara shamar, but if he heard an unclear sound, like the sound of an echo, then lo yatsa, he has not fulfilled his obligation of hearing the shofar, because you have to hear the direct sound of the shofar, not an after effect of the sound of the shofar, which is what an echo is. V'chein, and likewise, Mishaya over Achore Beis HaKnesses, if someone was walking behind the synagogue, Oshaya Beiso Samach Beis HaKnesses, or if he lived in a home near the synagogue, Vashama Kol Shofar, and he heard the sound of the shofar being blown, oh, Kol Megillah, or this is also true if one heard a person reading the Megillah on Purim, Im Kiven Libo, if he intended in his heart to fulfill the mitzvah with what he was hearing, Yatsa, he fulfills his obligation. V'imlav, and if not, lo yaseh, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. If he did not intend to fulfill the mitzvah when he heard the sounding of the shofar or the reading of the Megillah, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Afal pi shezeh shama v'zeh shama, even though the person in the synagogue heard and the person outside of the synagogue heard the exact same thing, but there's a big difference between the two, because zeh kivein libo, this person had intent in his heart when he heard the blowing of the shofar or the reading of the Megillah, v'zeh lo kivein libo, but this person did not, the other person did not have intent in his heart.